Led Zeppelin, well, John Bonham in particular, is someone who influenced me heavily as a drummer. When I first started playing the drums, you know, you start to take notice of the drummers in the records. So for me, John Bonham, his drumming stood out more than anyone. And Black Dog, for me, is my favourite Led Zeppelin song. The musicianship is, in terms of a rock band, it's the ultimate. It's one of those songs you put on and you just smile and sort of nod your head and everyone's there with you. So, yeah, great tune.
And it's good, isn't it, that Jason Bonham has taken up the sticks.
He has, indeed, yeah, much like... he has for Led Zeppelin now. Yeah, it's like Starkey as well, Ringo Starr's son.
So, and is he as good?
Well, I think it's very similar kind of style, but he's got a lot to live up to. Because John...
Did he do the tongue thing?
He's certainly got a lot to live up to, but if I'm lucky enough to have kids one day, hopefully, yeah, I can influence my son, maybe.
Oh, that'd be the child-sized kids.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Right, Dougie, your choice today is The Monkees' Daydream Believer.
This song, how I've known about all my life, it's played at, you know, wedding parties and everything, but it was only very, very recently I had a music station on my TV whilst I was having dinner with my girlfriend, and this song came on, and out of nowhere I just burst into tears. It is the most incredible song I've ever heard. I don't know what, I just never took it in before, and I really don't know. It's just...
It's a special moment, because like you said, it's something that you take for granted. And I think because the Monkees were kind of seen as a jokey kind of band in comparison to like the Beatles, for example. But because the romantic setting you're in with your girlfriend, having dinner, and it came on, and I think you just for the first time were able to appreciate it.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of modern music, and I think I forgot how good music was back then. Like, if only someone would release that now and in that style, that production, and it's just got so much charm to it.
It's feel good.